The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 299, Deception.
No rescue? How can you tell me no rescue? You brought us here. Now take us back.
As I told you, General Henneke, sales are, as one might say, through the roof. We may sell everything we stole. It's a glorious day.
A glorious day for you, maybe, but not for me and my God. We wish to join you in your plundering.
Like I said, it's not a good day to be you. Just be patient. In a couple of sleep cycles, I can free someone up to rescue you.
Two sleep cycles. I cannot wait two sleep cycles.
General, I know this is frustrating, but you must understand that this is how I make my living. I must strike while the iron is hot. I need units to pay my people. They will not think good of me if I take away a crew member to go rescue someone. Once we have sold our goods, I'll send a shuttle for you.
I suppose I have no other option but to wait.
Fear not. I will not forget you. Taking on two good crewmen is something I wouldn't pass up. Good day.
Two more good hands? Is that all we are? Just a couple of hired hands?
I am not pleased either, God. I do, however, understand his position. His people must come first, as well as selling all of that plunder.
I wish I could think like that, General Henneke. But all I see is us sitting here being ignored by some two-bit pirate.
I understand his reasoning, but I don't like it. We must keep a vigilant eye out for the Mercury crew.
I'll monitor their surveillance cameras, but there isn't anything I can do if I see them. I wish you had some mounted weapons I could use. I suppose I could go up the escape hatch and shoot at them from there.
No, I don't think so. They could be right at our front door and not know where we are.
I bet they'd know once I started shooting at them.
There will be no shooting unless they somehow breach the entrance. Our best course of action is to stay here and keep a low profile.
That's just another word for hide. And I don't like it.
It's the basis of cover and concealment. Something one must do in an ambush.
Ambush? Now that's a word I like to use. Why don't we set up an ambush for them?
Why not just wave a red flag and shout, "Here we are, come and get us."
That'll work.
No, that is the last thing I want to happen. We will lay low until Zardoz sends a shuttle for us. There is a time to fight and a time to regroup and fight another day.
Well, I'm going to your armory and see what weapons I can use for another day. When we do fight.
And that is why you are, and will always be, a god.
I can't believe this.
So what's going on?
I'm not really sure, but Alex was talking to Mika and she handed him something. He didn't walk away with anything, so we can assume it wasn't change for a purchase.
I don't know about you two, but that's pretty convincing to me. I think Alex is the mole.
I hate to admit it, but from what I've seen, it looks bad for him.
Do you think you should approach Mika and ask what Alec bought? Maybe you can say you wanted to give him a parting gift, and you wanted to make sure he didn't already have what you were going to buy.
I'm not sure I want to do that yet. If she is part of this, I'm sure she would alert him. I'm returning to the office. I'll give Alex a chance to bring it up before I confront him with this.
I'll be very interested to see if he does that.
All right, I'm leaving now. See you both soon.
All right, sir.
So Alex met with Mika. I find that very interesting.
I find it more than interesting. I think that proves Alex is the one we're looking for.
Maybe so. But let's follow through with this cleaning lady. We don't want to leave any rock unturned.
Any stone, Lenora.
They're both the same. And don't argue with me.
Oh, I'm glad this marriage is just an undercover role.
For once, Slane, I totally agree with you.
Captain, I have maneuvered the mobile unit to the base of the ramp. Do you want me to bring it on board now?
Negative. Liam, proceed to the ramp.
Roger that.
Georgia, hold the machine gun unit there.
I have shut down the unit.
Very well.
Captain Tam for Captain Nate.
Go ahead.
We're almost there. It looks like you have the mobile machine gun working.
Yes, Georgia was able to access the programming. Liam, are you at the ramp yet?
Roger that. I'm standing by the unit now. I see the crew returning with that Robo 2 unit.
Liam, I want you to stand by. Gabby, do you copy?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Do you have any experience with that mobile machine gun unit?
Very limited. I have operated it as part of weapons familiarization training. Why do you ask?
I want to make sure it's no longer loaded. Could you clear the weapon for me?
No problem. That I can do.
Excellent. Liam, wait for Gabby.
Copy that. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm glad she's had experience with that weapon. The last thing I want is for that thing to go off when we're in space. That would not be good.
Agreed. It would be catastrophic. It will also be bad if somehow Hanukkah programmed Gracie to use some alternative power source and basic memory to self-destruct.
We're here, starting to clear the weapon.
Copy.
Captain Nate, this robo unit is very heavy. We can get it in the bay on the quad. We'll need your cargo crane to offload it if you want to store it there.
Proceed to the cargo bay. Stall 1. I'll meet you there to stow it.
Copy that. On my way.
Jaffra, weapon is clear. Ready for transport.
Roger that. Everyone stand clear of the vehicle.
Everyone's clear.
Georgia, bring the unit on board. Once it enters the cargo bay, wait for Captain Nate's instructions.
Understood. Bringing unit on board.
Jaffra, on the way here I picked up a radio transmission from Hanukkah to Zardoz. He was asking for extraction, but Zardoz told him to wait.
I can't imagine that set well with him.
No, it didn't. Apparently Zardoz is having great success at the market, doesn't want to leave. That means Hanukkah isn't going anywhere.
That would be excellent news if we knew where he was hiding.
I think I know right where he is. We can go over what I know once everything is loaded.
All right, everyone, let's get these two items loaded, then meet here on the bridge. We have an operation to plan.
All right, that's done. The Florida State Police will be setting up surveillance at the Georgia border.
Great. Based on the time they left, if they drove straight through, they should still be in Florida.
I've also notified the Georgia State Police. There's a good chance the Lees could make it to the Georgia line before we catch them.
Perfect. With any luck, we'll have them in hand pretty soon. Do you think the landlord was being straight with us?
I didn't detect any deceit. I think what we heard was the truth.
I hope so, or we'll be chasing ghosts.
It's been a very fruitful couple of days. We've managed to seize a large drug shipment and arrest 2 drug smugglers. Pappy's mysterious 2 drivers from Meredith were caught. You got a confession out of the market owners. So yeah, it's been a good couple of days.
I'm just sorry that Meredith got away.
But the 2 pilots were arrested and his jet was confiscated.
His or whomever it belongs to.
Do you have a team going through the jet now?
Yes. Pierman had a team waiting for it to land. Nothing significant has been found yet.
I'd be very interested in finding out who the actual owner is.
Odds are it was stolen or repossessed illegally. Kate Hawk.
Hey, sis. This time it's me calling you.
I know. What's this world coming to? So what's up?
Well, I got the report on the jet.
Really? Ivan and I were just now talking about it. So what's the deal on our jet?
Well, it's not stolen. And of course, it's not the Cessna from Minnesota, as the tail number suggests. Our IDF member from Homeland was able to verify. Guess what? It came from the People's Republic of China.
No way. That's an extremely long flight from there to here.
They believe the jet was ferried over in segments, most likely over the pole.
Still, that's a long flight. But why the Chinese?
I know what you mean. After all these connections to the Russians, I expected that they'd be involved in this up to their Ushankas.
The first thing that popped into my head was Mrs. Wong.
That's right. She's the one you chased down in Sweden. But isn't she in jail?
Yes, but the people she worked for aren't. I think destroying our infrastructure, especially our internet, would be something they would do.
Well, that's true. Even though the Russians and Chinese don't see eye to eye, I'm sure they would work together on something like this.
We need to see if those pilots have any connection to the Chinese.
Oh, I'm already working on that. You concentrate on the Lees.
I wonder if the Lees arrange for that jet.
It's a thought. I'll let you know if anything comes up. Okay, bye.
Okay, talk to you later.
A Chinese connection? This is getting really interesting. Now, who is Ms. Wong?
I followed a suspect to Denmark and then up to Sweden. It's a long story, but my assistant, Soren, was undercover and kidnapped me when he was embedded in her gang.
Did you know he was going to do that?
I thought he was a double agent. I was really mad, which turned out to be very convincing to her gang. Anyway, he later freed me and we were able to arrest her. She was plotting to blow up one of Sweden's largest communication towers.
And now her people could be right back in the thick of things.
I hope not, but time will tell.
You know, if we took the STIP to DC, we would have been there 20 minutes ago.
That's true, but I'm like Jimbo. I like to drive. Clears my head. Good way to do some thinking, too.
I suppose so. Now that you've had time, what have you come up with? I'm asking because you've been awfully quiet.
Not a lot. I'm just going through my mental files on this case.
How about on these cases? It seems like they are all rolling into one. I think if we find Meredith, we'll also find McMillan and the Lee family. We might even find this Van Buren guy in the Russian Kolkhoz.
Yeah, that'd be something. They all could be sitting at an outdoor cafe on the National Mall.
That would certainly make a nice package. So what do you want to do first in D.C.?
We got permission to go on to Roosevelt Island. I want to take a good look at the Roosevelt Memorial Bridge.
That makes sense. I-66 uses that bridge.
Next will be just south of that, the Arlington Memorial Bridge. That one leads to the big Lincoln Memorial traffic circle. Both of those bridges give you quick access to all our government buildings. With the Secret Service diverting their attention to a fake threat on the president, you can bet our government buildings will be on lockdown.
And that would give Rage plenty of time to hit the big internet hub we talked about.
Once all this happens, the news agencies will be all over it.
And since they have a tendency to sensationalize events, the whole country will think we're under attack.
No doubt. I can see these doomsday prep armies going wild.
There's no telling what will happen.
Chaos. Exactly what Rage wants.
It's Jim. Hello?
Hey, Bond here. You guys got to DC yet?
We're getting pretty close. What's up?
Well, with so many of our suspects heading for DC, I thought Sam and I should join you. Where are you headed?
Pappy wants to check access to a couple of bridges.
Which ones?
We're going to start with the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and then the Arlington Memorial Bridge.
All right. Sam and I are about to board the DC STIP. I'm bringing Nelson with us since he's an expert in blowing things up. Pierman has set up a boat for us. We'll check out the Arlington Bridge so you can take your time with the Teddy Roosevelt one.
Hold on a second. Jim says he's coming and we'll go straight to the Arlington Bridge.
Good idea. That'll give us plenty of time on both.
Okay, Pappy said that sounds good. We'll start at the Roosevelt. Call us when you get to the Arlington Bridge.
Will do. See you soon.
This'll be good. We can spend as much time as we need there. After we inspect these two bridges, we can head south for the four bridges that carry 14th Street and I-395.
And after that?
We'll have a speedboat at our disposal, so we travel clockwise around the Potomac.
Pierman has these bridges checked quite often. Perhaps we can have them start on the bridges on the east side of DC, and we can work our way around.
Sounds good. Have Pillman work on that. I actually hope we find something so we can finally put this to bed.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Welcome back, sir.
So, did you learn anything new since you called?
I didn't see him once he left Mika's store. Have you made any progress on this cleaning lady you told me about?
Yeah, she's listed as a citizen of Azerbaijan, but her roots run much deeper.
Yes, she was actually born in Belarus.
That does sound interesting. We need to pursue this further.
I've been working on that. I'll update you if I find out something else. And what are we going to do about Alex?
What do you propose I do, Agent Slane? Arrest him?
I think what Agent Slane is asking is what action should we take, if any?
I will give him a chance to brief me on what he is doing. I'll work the conversation around to the vendors, should we investigate the Russian, etc.
And maybe include investigating Mika, since she sent us to the Russian guy.
I'll give that consideration. In the meantime, I want you to concentrate on this female worker from Belarus. I think she is a very viable candidate for the source of the leak.
Well, it was either her or Alex.
I think that's incoming now. All right, it says here her birthplace is a Belarus.
Who's that now?
Ah, hello, sir. I was just going through the records of the local nationals working there. This lady here was born in Belarus.
Let me see that. I don't recall this person. She must not be full-time.
Well, she comes in the late afternoon for janitorial services.
And you suspect her because of her birthplace?
At this point, I'm looking for anything at all. Everyone checks out. Someone from a country on good terms with Russia wants a look, don't you think?
I would agree with that.
So, Alex, have you had any luck with the soldier who was going to talk to that Russian merchant?
He chatted with him, but wasn't able to get any information.
Did you have any luck with anyone?
No, I didn't see that merchant either.
We were thinking that we should just look into Mika.
Mika?
She was the merchant who sold me the dolls.
Why would you want to talk to her?
Because she was the one who sent us to Nikolai, the Russian vendor.
Ah, I see. Well, if you think it's necessary, and good luck working with the Baku police. I don't think the embassy could help you in this matter. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get the ambassador up to speed on our investigation.
Very well. We'll keep at it.
That was interesting.
Yeah, not a word about his visit with Mika.
Don't worry. I'll get to the bottom of this.
All right, everyone, dismount.
So, Gabby, are you sure you picked up a signal?
Have I been wrong yet?
Oh, she's got you there, Skipper.
So what's the plan?
You'll stay with me and Captain Nate, and you three stay together to form the other team. We'll move west to look for an entrance, and you three move east.
All right, team. Let's move out.
So what exactly are we looking for?
Remember that cliff door on Titan 4?
Yeah, the whole cliff face moved.
Right. So there has to be tracks or a break in the cliff face somewhere.
These cliff faces are pretty jagged and rocky. I don't see how there could be a door anywhere. The one on Titan 4 was smooth.
Oh, I suppose they could swing inward.
That's a possibility.
Did you guys see anything yet?
We were just observing that the cliff face is too jagged and rocky to slide open.
We came to the same conclusion.
You think maybe they're using a small pedestrian-only door and not like a huge door on Titan 4?
Yeah, we're keeping an eye out for any kind of door.
I would imagine that it is locked.
I can almost guarantee you it's locked. Hanukkah wouldn't leave this bunker unsecured.
We've reached an outcrop. Beyond that is a deep drop-off. There's no way a door would be down there.
We've also reached a dead end. Let's make our way back and meet at the starting point.
Make your way to Captain Knight.
Yeah, go ahead, Liam.
Georgia has started an infrared scan of that area. We are picking up two faint readings.
Can you make out what it is?
Not for certain. There are a few dots along the cliff face where the quads are. We thought at first it was heat from the quad engines, Also, there's a heat signature at the very top of the mountain.
Like a volcano.
There's not enough heat for that.
Okay, I'm picking up a strong signal. Something's being activated.
That heat signature is growing.
Either this is an erupting volcano or the top of this mountain is opening.
It's not hot enough for a volcano.
I know what's happening.
Yeah, I do too. The same thing that happened at the waterfalls on Titan IV, when Hanneker and his guard captured me.
Of course! They're going to be making an escape from the top of the mountain, but how?
I think you're going to get your answer real quick. Something's just ignited.
That's an escape pod. They won't get very far in that.
They won't have to. They just need to make it back to Newmarket. Get to the quads and back to the ship. Liam, ready the Mercury for immediate departure.
I'll be ready for you.
Well, this is it. Roosevelt Island.
As many times as I've taken I-66, I never paid attention to any island below me.
This is definitely a main artery. If I was going to disrupt and create chaos, this would be the place.
Hey, you guys on site yet?
Just got on site. How far are you from the Arlington Bridge?
Just a few hundred yards to go.
All right, I think I see you.
All right, once we get to the bridge, we're going to go slowly up and down to see if there are any explosive plants.
We're on land, so we'll check up and down as far as we can. Then we'll need your boat.
All right, as soon as we're done, we're going to come out and pick you up.
We'll get right to it.
Do you think it would be up there under the bridge?
I feel it would be more effective lower. If it's a big enough blast to cause smoke and shaking, but not big enough to bring down the bridge, it will create a better diversion.
How so? I would think collapsing the bridge would be the most effective thing to do.
All they want is a diversion. They don't need to bring it down, just shake people up. Of course, I could be wrong. This is, after all, rage we're talking about.
Okay, I'll concentrate on the base and foundation. You can look up.
Sounds good. Yeah, Jim, what's up?
Nelson tells me it would take a fairly strong blast to bring it down.
We're thinking that since this is a diversion, maybe all they want is a good shake and lots of smoke.
That's a good possibility. On the subject of diversion, this pyramid has sent a team to the big internet hub. So if they try to do something, you've got that area covered.
Excellent. Give me a holler if you see something.
All right, you do the same.
Will do. So, Scarlett, do you see any ground disturbance yet?
Not yet. I'm going to go up here. Are you getting anything besides a stiff neck from looking up?
No, I don't see a thing out of the ordinary. Maybe we can come back tomorrow and check.
Pappy, over here, quickly!
What? What is it?
It's a bomb and it's active. There are lights blinking.
Will they be able to disarm the bomb? Will Nelson get there in time? Will Hanukkah and his guard survive the uncontrolled landing of their escape pod? What will Simon discover about Alex? Find out in the next series finale, Convergence.